released another set of three titled The Second Serving in August. And you have a great video as well on YouTube for your song Ocean. Tell me about that song in the video.
Yeah, so The Second Serving was our sophomore EP. That one, we decided we were going to go a little bit more, on the studio side of things and put a little bit more effort into the recordings. We're definitely really happy with that. We did two songs at Echo Plant with Maddie D, and we did one song at Little Red Studios with Felix Fung. And that was a really kind of a good experience for us to kind of get our studio legs under us and to see, you know, just what it takes to be recording artists and kind of perfect that side of the music. And once again, yeah, we really got lucky with Yana, our videographer. She stepped up again to help us with that video. And we were lucky enough to bring in a lot of our friends for that one too. We filmed all of that at our house in Burnaby, BC. We were really fortunate to have a nice home for the band and for the music. And that video is kind of a representation of our friends and of our scene, basically. So it's definitely one of our prouder moments.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, when you're in a studio recording, or up on a stage performing live?
I think personally for me, it's, you know, up on the stage with the boys and the amps are blaring and, you know, everything's going. You just feel that camaraderie. You know, I feel that's just where I feel most at home, and I feel, you know, we're a unit, we're solid, we're there, we're doing what we've practiced in the basement for so long. Now here's our chance to present it to people and to kind of get their reaction to see if it's well received or if it's not. I think that's where we're most in our elements. You know, with the whole pandemic and COVID-19, it's definitely kind of caused us to take a step back. And, you know, now we're not able to kind of have that outlet with live shows. So we're definitely taking a step back in more of a studio outlet. We're really trying to iron down our songs and to kind of be a little bit more in tune as far as, you know, studio musicians go, and perfecting our craft in that way, in the hopes that when the world opens up again and things become a little bit more like they used to be, we'll be a better, well-rounded group, and hopefully well-received.
It has been a really tough time for all musicians. Even though things are starting to open back up a little bit, it continues to be hard to book shows. How are you staying connected with your fans during this time?
Well, you know, it has been an interesting time for everyone. That's for sure, to say the least. And that's kind of the one thing that is the shining light or the silver lining in this whole thing, is that we're all going through this together. You know, in a weird, strange way, we're all self-isolating, but, you know, we can kind of know that everyone's going through something similar in the same avenue. We lost a few shows when the whole COVID hit, so we decided that we would kind of step into, you know, giving these live streams a shot. We ended up doing three early on to kind of keep, you know, a fan base and keep everybody, you know, sane as much as we could as far as helping. And that was a really interesting experience to be playing a show to a cell phone, knowing that, you know, your friends and family are on the other side sitting in their bathrobes watching you. So that was a really kind of unique, interesting, you know, stepping stone for us and kind of an eyesight into the, you know, somewhat strange future that live music is taking. And, you know, we're actually, you know, fingers crossed, we have a live show coming up. And of course, there's going to be social distance protocols and stuff like that, but we're really hoping that we can be in the same room with our fans again to kind of share in that lost feeling of live music, you know.
You have some great artwork on your singles as well. Who created that for you?
Yes, big shout out to Emma Badia. She is the brains and the creative force behind all of our artwork. I met her a few years ago. We worked together, and she's a graphic designer, as well as a wonderful animator. She did some work on Rick and Morty. She's a fantastic artist, as you can tell, and we're very lucky to have her on our team. all of her ideas are fresh and exciting, and they really kind of help us with our branding and making us look good. So we really appreciate her.
Where can everybody find you online to keep track of what you're up to and hopefully some coming shows?
Well, we have a website, noodleboys.net. We also are on Instagram under the Noodle Boys Sound. Facebook, we are the Noodle Boys. You can definitely check out the social medias and see what's going on there. I think we're most up to date on Instagram and stuff like that. We're debating whether we should give in and try TikTok, but that just, seems a little bit adventurous for us right now. But we'll see. We'll keep everybody updated if we do end up caving in and going that route.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your most recent single, The Walk. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, The Walk was actually a song we recorded at Echo Plant with Maddie D. That one's a very personal song. My grandfather had just passed away, and death is as much a part of life as anything else. So I think a lot of that song is letting go and saying goodbye and just understanding that, there is no way out of this place alive. So all we can really do is do what we can with the time given to us. And, every day above ground is a good day. And I mean, I think The Walk is an emotional song of just letting go and saying goodbye and understanding that it's just the way that things are.
Very relatable and great song. Brett, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me, May. I really appreciate it.
I know that it